You have more Grey Cups as a president or a television producer now?
That's a great question. It's about equal, I think. Oh, I think I got sent home early for one Grey Cup, so maybe it's 2-1.
So let's go back and start at the beginning of this season. It was not a great start. The stadium wasn't ready. You had to play at Mac. The team wasn't playing well. Were there any signs in there of that, you know, made you optimistic?
Well, there were. We also had the unfortunate game in Edmonton that Zach Claris, our starting quarterback, was concussed in the first quarter. So,
right.
The only game we played, what we would describe as really poorly, was the opening game. It was a downpour in Saskatchewan, and we really hadn't had our offensive line and roster settled yet. And we made some tough decisions. Coach Austin made some very, gutsy decisions in the off season to move forward with a younger team than we were last year and lost some veterans. So that first game was tough, but to be honest with you, Bob, from then on out, we actually played extremely well. Even in that Edmonton game, we lost a heartbreaker on the 1 yard line, score a touchdown from the one. We didn't get in and lost the game. But there was a bunch of games. We went to Calgary the next week and dropped a field goal, a field goal try. We couldn't get the snap down, a short field goal to get the game tied with no time left. So there was a lot of close losses, a lot of, woulda, coulda, shouldas. We felt very strongly about the team and the chemistry of the team. And then we actually lost our other quarterback, Dan LeFever, who did a great job for us. He tore his ACL. So after that game against Calgary that we felt like we played pretty well in that game. We had a break, and then we came back for Labor Day, and really everything changed. We got healthy. We got into Tim Hortons Field, and we've been on an 8-2 or 8-3 run since then, I think, and felt like we should have won the other three games too.
There were a lot of reasons to be distracted this year, as you mentioned. There were quarterback injuries. There was the whole thing with the stadium, waiting to see when it would be ready, how things were going to go. And, back when I covered it, I always had a lot of admiration for Ken Austin. I thought he was a guy who was really good at focusing his team on what really matters and don't bother me with the other garbage. And I wonder, just behind the scenes, Scott, how much did he help with that this year?
Well, I think first and foremost, he'd be the first to tell you, Elliot, we have an extremely resilient organization. In fact, I got a great note from a very senior executive in Canada today who calls us the hardest working team in pro sports. And I think that's what we are. We have an incredibly resilient organization. And I think Kent would tell you he's got an outstanding staff. But Ken Austin does not believe in excuses. As he always says, he has no fondness for excuses. And as the way you put it, Elliot, he doesn't have any time for excuses. And, the way he's embraced these 2 years, we felt like we really were going to need a strong leader last year in our year in transition. And for this year, he's just done a masterful job. I mean, there's a reason why this guy has been a head coach in the CFL for 3 years and is appearing in his third straight Grey Cup. That's pretty amazing.
With Tiger Cat President Scott Mitchell. You finally get into your new stadium. What do you think it means to this team?
Well, I think it means everything to the team and to the city. I can tell you guys that as you've probably read about reviews and the experience at Tim Hortons Field, it's just been outstanding. I mean, it was really magical there yesterday. We've had folks emailing, Twittering, and everything else about it's the best experience they've had in 15 years, 20 years. It's a phenomenal stadium to watch a football game. And I'd put it up against any sports experience in North America at a live venue. Our group does a great job, and the city has embraced it. Our team loves it. I mean, our facilities are first rate. I mean, we've got players, as you guys know, on our roster, spent all sorts of time with NFL teams, and they talk about our not that everything is a comparable, but they talk about our stadium, our player facilities as being that kind of caliber. And really, the stadium is only going to get better next year because it's not even really finished yet. So it's been tremendous. And Bob, as you know, the point of your question, it's all about the results, and we're 7-0 in Tim Hortons Field, and that pretty much says it all.
Do you have the ability to, or would you plan? You had 24,334 to be exact. At the park on the weekend. Do you have the ability to, and would you consider adding temporary seating for a playoff game in the future?
We could. You know, we could. The challenge you have with temporary seating is it almost costs $100 and up per seat just to put the temporary seats in.
So, yeah, I got it.
Yeah. You know, unless it's a gray cap or something along those lines, you know, it's tough to charge $150 for an end zone seat. You know, we've built the stadium around this great experience for our fans. We can add some standing room. We've got beautiful open concourses, which all have views of the field of play. So there's a opportunity for us to do some creative things. We wouldn't necessarily have to put in temporary stands, but you know, we feel like that 24,000 number is the right number. That's the right number for us to put on an incredible experience for our fans in that stadium.
Last year, Scott, a lot of new players in the Grey Cup who didn't have a ton of experience, and you look up at halftime and it's 31-6. How much do you think that experience will help you this time?
Well, I think it'll help. I mean, you know, it's funny. As I said, we got a resilient and an optimistic group. We still felt last year, despite what was a very, very difficult setting, up until Luke Tasker, who's been so phenomenal for us this year. Luke had an unfortunate block in contacting the kicker call, and then they went down, scored another touchdown. But we felt like we hung in there pretty good in a very hostile environment. And I think, you know, it's going to prove itself, you know, very valuable for us here as we get through this this next week. We've got guys like Andy Fantu, who's, I think this is Andy's fifth Grey Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're young, a lot of the guys have been through it already once, or several guys several times. And having a coach in Coach Austin and people like Tommy Condell and Orlando Steinauer and Jeff Reinbold, you know, it's not going to be too big for our guys. I can promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the Calgary Stampeders?
Good football team, you know, extremely, extremely good organization, you know, been unbelievably successful. John Huffnagel and previous to him, Wally Buono, I mean, you don't have to look at anything past their results to see how, you know, they are really the model franchise in the CFL on and off the field. And, you know, now, of course, they're owned by the Calgary Flames, so that gives them all the more resources. So, you know, great organization. A lot of respect for that organization. A lot of respect for John Huffnagel. He's done a great job. But, you know, we feel like it's a good matchup. As I said, we felt like we played very well against them for two games under tough circumstances. And I think both teams are improved since then. And while we might be underdogs, I think Calgary would be the first team to tell you that, you know, they've got their hands full with us as well.
Scott, in addition to the game, there's also the league meetings and stuff that happened this week. We're still waiting for the news of a new commissioner. There's been talk about whether or not, you know, Wally Buono gave an interview where he said that he thought maybe we should just go to one division and worry about where teams finish at that point. As you look at the league right now, as a guy who runs the Hamilton Tiger Cats, what do you say we have to deal with this right away?
Well, I think the great thing about our league is that we're in great shape. I mean, we've got some great organizations run by some good people. We've got some great new facilities, and I think for us it's all about providing a great fan experience in all of our stadiums, and that's what we're focused on. But, you know, clearly there's an issue in Toronto that we want to help in any which way we can, and I think that's I think everybody's been transparent from our commissioner on down that that's a priority, is to figure out the Argos' short-term and, more importantly, long-term future.
When do you head to Vancouver?
We're going to get out tomorrow night out of the Hamilton Airport with the team on the charter, and look forward to that. It's always fun to get to the airport and start the journey.
When do you go to Shark Club for the first time?
Oh, I'm too old for those places, Elliot. I just hang around the hotel bars.
That's not what I hear.
Oh, boy.